So is evil just an impersonal concept? Or is there really such a thing as the devil? Well, Padre Pio believes in evil as a person, i.e. that the devil or Satan actually exists. And Padre Pio even had physical fights with the devil, right from when he was very young, all the way through his life until he was old. And importantly, from this, we can learn from Padre Pio. He showed us our part, the part you and I can play in helping to defeat the enemy of God, that is the devil. So even old people who think maybe their life is over, they can be actively involved in this, in prayer. Just listen on to the rest of the story. We wish all our viewers a very warm welcome for another episode of in our series following Padre Pio. And we'd really love to have you on board as followers of us. Just all you need to do if you're not with us is to subscribe and share the video, and you'll be part of our team, so to speak. Well, in July of 1964, they brought to Padre Pio an 18-year-old girl who was apparently possessed by the devil. Well, when she saw Padre Pio, she started shouting insults at him, hurling abuse, verbal abuse at Padre Pio, and she almost physically assaulted Padre Pio. At this stage of his life, Padre Pio was practically 80 years old, and he did not feel strong enough to be involved to perform an exorcism, so he simply blessed this lady. And then a few days later, two or three other Capuchin monks, they tried to carry out an exorcism, of course, with the permission of the local bishop. However, the young woman defeated them and decisively pushed them away, shouting that they had not prepared through prayers and fasting, as the gospel dictates, and therefore they could not perform the exorcism. Well, Padre Pio heard of this, and he was very upset. So what did he do? He decided to hold a prayer vigil. And Padre Pio got up in the middle of the night to ask our Lord to free this poor girl from the tyranny, from the power of the enemy. And that same night, the devil took his revenge. And he attacked Padre Pio from behind, thrusting Padre Pio to the ground. So this must lead us to ask, how strong are prayers? And God wants us all to be actively involved to help in the salvation of the world through our prayers. The noise that accompanied this whole commotion was just so loud, with piercing cries and all the rest, which Padre Pio was not able to suppress, that the entire monastery woke up, that is the superior and a lot of the other brothers, and they come running through to see what was wrong. And they found Padre Pio lying on the ground with a cut above his eyebrow, and blood was pouring out. His face was swollen and his eyes were so bruised and dark, as if he had been physically hit in the face, perhaps punched by the devil. Well, I'm sure that we all know of an old person, maybe your grandparents or your parents. But imagine what sort of person it would take, someone who would go and physically beat up an old person like that, who would physically go and beat up your grandparents. What sort of person is that? Nothing but a coward and a malicious thug. The next morning, Padre Pio was not feeling too well, and he remained in his cell for that day. He could not go down to celebrate Holy Mass. However, that did not stop the spirit of evil that possessed the young woman, vociferously proclaiming that, "Padre Pio, I've known you since you were a kid," said through this person. And so Satan confirmed, in fact, the diabolical attacks that the priest had suffered since childhood, since his youth in Petrolcina. And in fact, there's a movie on the circuit, I believe, recently, that shows these attacks, and this confirms that this is actually what happened. So the exorcist then asked the spirit that possessed this young girl where he had actually been the night before. And the devil answered. So there's certain situations where I guess the devil must speak the truth. One would be to God. And the devil said, I was there. I went after this old man, whom I hate so much, because he is a source of faith. And this is the reason why it is good that you subscribe to our channel. 70% of people who view are not subscribed. And this is our apostolate. You can help free souls from the claws of the devil with the help of Padre Pio. You just have to show him and it happens. In the days that followed, Padre Pio prayed and fasted. And finally, the girl was freed from the evil spirit. So that shows that the intercession of a saint is in fact very powerful.
In nome del Padre, del Figliolo, dello Spirito Santo, così sia. Si lodato Gesù e Maria.
And we would ask also to enroll on our website as a protected child of Padre Pio. All you need to do is go to the video description directly below, click on the show more link, and there will be a link to that page on our website.